Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Hundley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. We call today's show 1960s Britpop Throwback Party.
There was this guy who worked for the British Telephone Company whose name was Glenn Ellis, but he wanted to become a pop star. So he took the name of Elvis Presley's drummer and renamed himself Wayne Fontana. His first band, the Jets, kicked around the Manchester, England circuit in 1961, but broke up a year later.
Yeah, and with a new lineup, Fontana renamed his band Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders after the hit movie of the same name. In 1965, they hit the proverbial home run with the song Game of Love, written by a very young Carol Bayer Sager and Tony Wine. The song's opening lines are, "The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love a man." By today's standards, whew, those lyrics sound archaic, but in 1965, nobody cared.
Obviously, the song went to number one on the Billboard charts, and the Mindbenders, without Wayne Fontana, produced another major hit titled Groovy Kind of Love. But let's forge ahead with the song Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders will be most remembered for. Here's our 1965 smash, Game of Love.
Jim, let's get to a band that played as hard as they fought amongst themselves.
Well, you got to be talking about the Kinks. The Kinks were about as English as any rock and roll band that came out of the UK in the 60s. On one hand, they were known for their grungy power chord rock anthems. But on the other hand, Ray Davies wrote some of the most poetic songs about the English culture and life.
And although it was Dave Davies' thrashing power chords that I first fell in love with, their pop songs were equally worthy. You'd need an entire show to talk about this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, but let's get to one of those observational tunes that fits so well with today's theme. It's the 1965 song, Dedicated Follower of Fashion, about Carnaby Street and the British fashion scene.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is
flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes. But he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Colombian army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is. He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower.
And Jim, you, I know for a fact, are a dedicated follower of fashion. I wish everybody could see what you wear here every week.
I know. I am a sharp-looking dude.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Chad Stewart and Jeremy Clyde met at the London School of Speech and Drama and soon were riding the British invasion wave. In 1963, the Stewart Penn song Yesterday's Gone was the beginning of several hit songs.
During this time, as we talked about earlier, American TV audiences were hungry for any mop top with a British accent who sang and played guitar. TV producers looked to cash in on these types, and with their amiable personalities, Chad and Jeremy more than fit the bill. Their TV show appearances included, for example, The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Patty Duke Show, Laredo, and Batman.
You know what their name was on Dick Van Dyke Show?
You know what? I can't remember.
The Redcoats. The Redcoats
That's
are coming.
That's it, the Redcoats. Yeah.
But unfortunately, by the late 60s, the musical duo disbanded, but occasionally reunited for nostalgia tours. However, Jeremy Clyde remained a very busy British stage and TV actor, including his role in Downton Abbey. So let's go back, way back, to their 1963 hit song, Yesterday's Gone.
I loved you all the summer through. I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We walked together hand in hand. Miles and miles of golden sand, but now it's over and done, 'cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We had such happiness together, I can't believe it's gone forever. Wait till summer comes again, I'll hope that you'll remember when our love had just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Happiness together, I can't believe it's gone forever. Wait until summer comes again, I'll hope that you'll remember when our love had just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone.
Well, in the early 60s, the English music scene, I have not been drinking, was exploding with talent. And there were so many noteworthy acts coming out of Liverpool, and the Searchers were one of them. Named after the 1956 John Ford Western, the band's anchors were Mike Pender and John McNally on vocals and guitars, along with Chris Curtis, who played drums and wrote most of the songs.
And like the Beatles, the Searchers played stints in Hamburg, Germany, and again, like the Beatles, were fixtures at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. The Searchers' club home was the Iron Door, also in Liverpool. The band had early success with songs like Sweets for My Sweets and Sugar and Spice, which was done by the Crying Shames here in Chicago. But their record label wanted more of the same sugary pop songs.
But the Searchers protested. They wanted to make music that would set them apart from other similar Liverpool rivals. So the song they did was Needles and Pins.
The Searchers toured America in 1964 and were invited to play the Ed Sullivan Show, a must for every British act wishing to hit it big in the Americas. They even toured with the Stones a few years later. They followed Needles and Pins with their biggest-selling U.S. record, Love Potion Number 99. But let's play the song that changed everything for the band, which again is Needles and Pins. Searchers doing Needles and Pins. It was a song written by Jack Nitzsche and, ready for this, Mark, Sonny Bono.
No, really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7, where we play the most memorable music of all time. Okay, Mark, let's keep the party going.
Okay, I will do. Our next Liverpool band had an interesting association with the Beatles. Billy Kramer was a railroad apprentice while he sang lead with a band that had no intention of going pro. But after seeing them perform at the Cavern Club, Beatles manager Brian Epstein gave Kramer a contract and teamed him up with a Manchester-based group called the Dakotas.
And here's where the story gets really interesting. Epstein gave them access to several Lennon-McCartney compositions. In fact, four of the band's first five singles were written by John and Paul.
Yeah, and Epstein wanted the formula to continue, while Kramer wanted to go in another direction. So he pushed hard to record the song Little Children, and it became the group's best-selling single. Kramer left the Dakotas 4 years later and pursued a less than spectacular solo career. But let's get to the song that demonstrated that a Lennon-McCartney composition wasn't the only pathway to success. So here is Little Children by Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
Tell what you see, and If you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter. If you're quiet, like you ought to be, and keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep, I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice, like little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister, you saw me holding her hand, but if you snitch to your mother, your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go bye-bye? Go anywhere, little children. I know you would go if you tried. Go up the stairs, me and your sister, we're going safe. I wonder what can I do around little children like you.
Mark, do you know who Clive Powell is?
I think it's Georgie Fame.
Yeah, very good, very good. Clive Powell was born in the industrial town of Leahy, Lancashire, England. His early piano playing copied the styles of his idols, Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, and one of my favorites, Little Richard.
Yeah, and in 1961, Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames was formed, and they became the house band at the Flamingo Club in London's Soho District. They played jazz and R&B for a rough and seedy crowd, which was made up of American GIs, drunkards, and all that. But the band's reputation for authenticity and being cool cats created a serious following, and it grew their recording career.
They had five appearances on the British rock show Ready, Steady, Go, which also gave their career a very major boost. In fact, Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames were the only UK act invited to join Motown's first tour across the United Kingdom. That was quite an honor.
Yes, it was. And as a side note, Georgie Fame's long career found him playing with and alongside some of the biggest names in British and American jazz, rock, and R&B, and there's far too many to name. So let's get to the version of the song that knocked the Beatles off the top of the charts in 1965, and that song is Yeah Yeah.
Every evening, when all my dishes are through, I call my baby, and let's go watch her with you. I met some movies, but she don't seem to dig that. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper, and let the evening pass by. I'm making records, this sounds a groovy hi-fi. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. When she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that. One else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say. Yeah, yeah.
still surviving all the world except you and me. Yeah, pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say yeah, yeah.
Jim, what do you say?
Yeah, yeah.
I say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you, Mark, 1 hour is not enough time to talk about and play the songs of the British Invasion acts. Not name the Beatles, the Yardbirds, the Who, Rolling Stones, or even the Animals. So let's close with another Mercy Beat band that was also managed by Brian Epstein. Boy, he got his fingers in a lot of stuff. Here is the soulful voice of Jerry Marsden with his band, The Pacemakers, on their 1964 hit song, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. And we're going to follow that on our outro with one and the only Petula Clark, who as a child got her start entertaining the British troops during World War II. She later became an actress, but we all know her best for her music with her song, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling.
Yeah, and Jim, over her 7-decade career, she has made thousands of recordings that have been released in several languages. One of my favorites is the 1967 international hit, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling. So let's hear Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying by Jerry and the Pacemakers, followed by Petula Clark's Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
Darling, the night is long. Forget. to be smart than you. Take it to heart, 'cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromise, and the problems are so overrated.
Well, that's our show for today. You can hear the Classic Rock Show every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the mighty 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also listen to our archive shows 24/7 by going to the station's website and searching programs.
Keep those emails coming. Tell us what you like, but mostly we thank you for listening.